Good evening. I would like to welcome you tonight and all my family and friends as well. And I'm having a, well, so-so voice, and I'll just have to go with it. Some days it's more baritone, and some days it's more raspy, but that's the way it goes. Now, tonight's, well, I'll call it baby sermon. I'm giving the loving title of Bible 101. And basically, tonight's thought is that we all, advanced or young starters, need to read our Bible just a bit more, because I will borrow Stan Cox's words, or thoughts, if you will. We say prayers when we talk to God. And the way that he said God talks to us is through his scriptures. And that makes a lot of sense. And we should be very practiced in God, you know, giving us his thoughts and directions. Now, anyway, my wife is very helpful. I gave her a few questions, and she gave me good input. And also, a few of us in the congregation were questioned, and your feedback or your thoughts were very, very helpful in the shaping of this so-called test. I started out, if you will, trying to ask a few questions, and I modified it to a multiple choice. And that seemed to be, well, more fitting for everyone involved. And if you will, myself, upon looking these facts up, I was quite astonished as to find, if you will, I was coming up, I knew where to look to find all the answers, and that, of course, I had the experience to do that, but it was fuzzy. All the thoughts were fuzzy. So at about 10 out of the 15 questions that I came up with, I failed. And I was astonished because I was not reading my Bible enough. And I do not want this to happen to any of you. I would like to see you, well, pass with flying colors. Anyway. Okay. The first question that I I meant to add one more fact. I got this idea by watching Jay Leno, and he, of course, for entertainment, or our entertainment, would stick a microphone in a person's face and ask them, of course, holding a picture of the president, and they sit there in front of the microphone on television going, he looks important. He must do a good job, but I have no idea. I'm unable to tell you. And of course, we all chuckle. So please, let us as Christian people, do not be the people in front of the camera going, I'm close, but I can't tell you. So that's the way that goes. I have two beginning questions that helped shape my test, or if you would, I learned how to ask it. That was very important. When I first began, they seemed to be too difficult, even for veterans, which astonished me, because the idea of this test is to be commonplace, if you know the answers, and you would certainly think they would answer right away, but a veteran answered, is it this book or is this book? And I said, no, it's this book. Oh, the quote that I had. And so they helped me shut the test. The first question, of course, we have Revelation as the last book and Genesis as the first book. And my wife pointed out to me that the last book of the Old Testament would have a different answer from a different Bible. So what I will be doing tonight is saying something that the, well, the King James Version, the old King James, is the one that I am using. The one that she had was the Jewish Bible, and it gave a completely different answer for the last book in the Old Testament, Chronicles. And of course in the King James you had Malachi, and completely different answers. So King James Version, very important for the test, is the one I'm using. And we'll start off with that anyway, as far as the second question. The phrasing is a bit antiquated in Revelation because of the, I think the King James around 1600 was it translated, and so the language is antiquated and quite different from today's Bibles. And today's Bibles, it has in Revelation a very popular number of 666. So my obviously question, a second question, is how is it stated in the King James Version using the antiquated English language? And that is, I'll give you all the answers, and that most of them should be multiple choice, but I'll give you this answer as it states in Revelation 13, let me spot it here, 13 verse 18. It stated 603 for all the young people, that is 20 years times 3 and plus 6, and that's how it's stated. So, if you would, then I had to adjust the ways to ask the questions. Now, is everyone ready for their test? We'll proceed. Ten Commandments hit my mind right away, and I was thinking, name 8 out of the 10 or something. And I'm saying, way too common. There's got to be something unique about what's been said. So the question will be, that I came up with, in the development of the Ten Commandments, what were the two tablets used, written on one side or both sides? And you all go and think for about 3 seconds, well, using that music in your head of Jeopardy, think music, and I'll do my finger count here, 1, 2, 3. Okay. The answer is from Exodus 32:15. The tablets were written on both sides. So then I found a little tricky, but not too much. Flood. The flood, of course, we remember as 40 days and 40 nights. But a more tricky question is, how long did the waters prevail on the earth? You may think with that music in your head. And the answer is 150 days. In Genesis 7:24, you'll find that information specifically. Third question, this question or survey, if you will, is going to be for the beginning type people. I'll have a few more of the advanced questions in a moment. Third question, it is stated, who is quoted saying this, all these things I will give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Think of the arrogance of that statement. It could be only one person, Satan, of course. Next question, what did Jesus reply? 1, 2, 3, the answer, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship thy Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. This is from Matthew, chapter 4, 9 and 10 verse. That's what Jesus said it very well, as it made the devil shoo or go away. Quite effective. Another one is, if you would, who is quoted with this saying? This is mine. This is a softball, if you will. Let's hit it out of the park. This is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased. All right. And of course, God And it is in Matthew 3:17. Last one, did Jesus ever show emotion? Well, yes, he did. It is stated in John 11:35. It simply says, Jesus wept. It's rather assuring that that Jesus came in him as a man, and showing emotion shows him to be human as well. All right, now we're going to make a transition to what I would say is more of the advanced class. So we'll go with the adults. And of course, the children can listen and razz them a little bit on the answers if they know it and the adult doesn't. The following was used to call whom? The following was used to call whom? These are names. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Of course, that was names for Jesus himself. This is stated in the Old Testament, Isaiah 9:6. And there was one more name that I left off. Can anyone think of it? One, two, three. The answer? The Prince of Peace is also stated in that verse, Isaiah 9:6. Okay? This would be a memory buster, if you will. That's the way I phrase it. Certainly not phrasing in the Bible. We do have Moses' life and the life of Job. Can you possibly answer how old they were when they passed away? Answer? Let me get my finger working here. 120 for Moses and 140 for Job, and it is stated in Deuteronomy 34:7 for the age of Moses, and it is stated in Job 42:16. All right, oh, we're very short to the end. Now this one grabbed me for a surprise because it's so peculiar of a circumstance that I remembered, and I looked it up, and sure enough. And I think that's why 5 out of 5 people that I've asked immediately knew the answer. I mean, it just came flying right out of them, no hesitation. And I was rather dumbfounded that 5 for 5 answered this. And I think that the only reason they remember this is because it's a peculiar question. And so the question is, who ate locust and wild honey? John the Baptist. All 5 of them said. And this comes from St. Mark, or Mark 1:6. You will find it in there. All right. We have the two sisters of Lazarus. Anyone remember that? The answer is Martha and Mary. And that is, I can't do this as a news person where they look into the camera all the time and they never look down. I have to look down a little bit. Let me see. Where it's stated, yes, John 11:19 is where it's stated. All right. All right. Who is quoted? And this is a peculiar question, and some may get it, some may not, but they quote, Moses, plain and simple, Moses. And that was from the burning bush story. And that was God himself. And you can find it in Exodus 3:4. And it states Moses. Let me see here. On question 12, 15 will be the last question. Everyone in applause. We're getting near the end. Okay. Let me see. We have here one of my favorites, of course, is 2 Corinthians 5:7. And everyone else's favorite seems to be John 3:16. And of course, I'll quote the last part of John 3:16, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. And my, if you will, favorite is, we will walk by faith and not by sight. And I think that should be just as popular amongst the Christian people. And let me see, I'm having a, hang on here. Oh, and the question, yes. We walk by faith and not by sight. Is this Jesus' words or is this scripture? I'll count. 1, 2, 3. And the answer, this is scripture. And the last question, is rather a provoking one. Will God Almighty judge us? Will God Almighty judge us? And of course, it's kind of a technical question, but you would think, yes, of course, God will judge us. Well, the answer is no. No, he will not. Who will? The answer is Jesus. The ability to judge has been delegated from the Father to Jesus. And I will quickly put my eyes down here and check the scripture, which one it is. All right. It's on John 5 and 22 and also 27 has the delegation of the power and the execution afterwards of being judged. And I may have, let me see. No, I didn't write down the quote, but it is there. John 5, 22, and 27 has both of those descriptions. Now, we come to the end of the test, and I must ask you all the most important, difficult, and easy question, all in one, about tonight. Will you yourself go to heaven? You should be able to answer this, and we're going to give you an invitation to be able to answer this, and the baptism waters are ready if you decide yes to accept the Lord as your Savior tonight. And of course, the scripture that most puts it the best, or most concise way, if you will, is Mark 16:16, and I do have a quote down here. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So, that question again, will you go to heaven tonight? You are allowed to answer that in the affirmative if you choose. And we will offer this invitation to you tonight. And I do appreciate your patience. And I'm not having the best voice, but we got through it. And I thank you very much.